Presentation is by Professor Norman Segalovitz, Professor of Psychology at Concordia University in Montreal. His research addresses cognitive processes underlying second language acquisition and fluency and their implications for language instruction. His research also addresses language barriers in healthcare as they affect linguistic minorities. He's currently the Associate Director of the FQRSC-funded Center for the Study of Learning and Performance and the Director of the Healthcare Access for Linguistic Minorities, HCALM, research team. His presentation, Assessing and Overcoming Second Language Semantic Barriers in Health Professionals, Phase 3.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My background is very different from that of most people here. I'm a psycholinguist, a cognitive psychologist, and what I'm going to describe to you tonight are two projects, right now one and then later a second one, that looks at, these are programs of research into what actually happens during the communication between a health professional and a patient. Now, this project has to do with the possible semantic barriers, that is, meaning barriers that can occur between it during communication between a health professional and a patient. As we all recognize, in communication there are nuances of meaning that can be very subtle, and sometimes these are critical in a health communication and can lead to problems if they're not properly understood. And if you think about risk assessment or trying to obtain informed consent or consoling a patient, conveying bad news and so on, these situations require really good communication and proper understanding on the part of the patient. So we're trying to develop tests of that understanding and that ability to communicate the nuances, so that we can then use them later to evaluate the impact of the training programs that are taking place in this McGill project. So for this project, we focused on what are called epistemic adverbs. These are words like probably, definitely, apparently, and so on, which are extremely important. You can't talk about risk assessment, for example, without saying something about what is probably going to happen or what is possibly going to happen. And it's very important, of course, that patients understand this. So we found in the linguistic literature a theory about the differences between these different kinds of adverbs. Essentially, these adverbs say something about the likelihood of an event occurring and also something about the speaker's relationship to that information. Compare the two sentences at the bottom. This medication will definitely help. Apparently, this medication will help. These convey two different messages, but a second language speaker might not be very alert to the differences between these words. So this project, study one, was an attempt to find out whether people actually, in their second language, have problem communicating, understanding these particular nuances. I'll be able to tell you more about the actual details of how we measure these things and what the results were when we talk at the poster site. I just want to give you an idea of the project that we're undertaking here. So study one was a paper and pencil test in which we asked people directly how they understood the meaning of sentences that had medical relevance and that contained these adverbs. And these were Anglophone undergraduates at Concordia University who did these tests for us in the first language and in the second language. We also had Francophones doing this test as well, so each doing it in their first language and second language. And we found some basic results that suggest where this is promising and that the linguistic theory is going to be a viable way to look at these psychologically. We're now developing, we're just about ready to put it online, an online version of this that will get at these understandings more subtly, more indirectly. We're going to use something called multidimensional scaling, which I'll be happy to describe later to anybody who's interested. And this should probably, we expect this to give us even more subtle and nuanced results of how people think about these words. Ultimately, we want to use this test with the health professionals who are being trained in the McGill project to see whether we can transfer this technique to studying the understanding of an ability to use words that have subtle meanings in other domains, not just these sorts of adverbs, and eventually use this as an evaluative tool in second language training. Thank you very much.
Yes, sorry. I want to make a connection to a previous presentation about the use of translators and whether you may have considered that situation and also other situations such as family members being brought in as amateur translators or even health professionals who feel they can converse with the person in their second language or may have to. So there may be other situations where it may be interesting to look at actual meaning and understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there was a question there, but I agree there are many different types of communication that take place. Professional translators presumably do have proper mastery of these words and can correctly convey the nuances, but they can't always be used in these situations. And where family members and amateur users of a second language, so to speak, are involved, it's very likely that they don't have mastery of these nuances. And these can be really important if you think, again, for example, how can you obtain informed consent from a person when you can't really be sure that you're describing the risks, the probability of certain things happening in a way that the patient fully understands. So that's why it's important, I think, that we get a handle on how to measure a person's skill at using these words.